Welcome to Still Not Asking For It, a podcast brought to you by Hope Harbor, a sexual trauma recovery center. I am your host, Elena, and today I am here with my producer, the other Spice Girl, Mel G. I am the Director of Community Engagement at Hope Harbor, where I have been involved with the agency since 2014.
And I am the Volunteer Coordinator and also work with Crisis Intervention. And I am newer to the agency. I started in 2019, but have been in the nonprofit social services realm for about the last 6 years.
Yes. And so we created this podcast, kind of recognizing the need for these complex conversations around sexual assault and rape culture. And we felt that we were the people to have those conversations.
Especially in today's day and age where all of these social issues are going on, and we want to see this through an intersectional lens. We want to talk about not only sexual violence, but how oppression is happening not only in our community, but our nation and our world, and how sexual violence relates to that.
Right. And really just, offered this type of space to really expand on the topics that we only get short moments to address with the community or little snippets on social media. And ideally have these episodes be resources for you all, in that you would continue that conversation in your circles.
So a little bit about what you'll be getting from us in the future. We're going to be talking between ourselves, bringing in other professionals for discussions, learning some things ourselves as well. We're going to be talking about complex issues, going into things in the LGBTQ community, as well as racial issues, and then more in-depth topics in the sexual violence, as well as just explaining rape culture in different degrees.
So a little bit about Hope Harbor and what we do there. So Hope Harbor is a rape crisis center, and we're located in Kentucky. While we believe that all the conversations we're going to have are going to be relevant to no matter where you are, but Kentucky has designated rape crisis centers, and other states are very similar as well in offering these typically free, they are in Kentucky at least, services to anyone who's affected by sexual violence. And that includes loved ones. And then we also do work in preventing sexual violence from ever happening. And not like the let's take a self-defense class and tell women how to dress kind of prevention way, but actually preventing sexual violence by educating on consent, on body safety, on respecting others, and education programs, and having conversations in the community in that way. So for future episodes, for Still Not Asking For It, we plan to invite different staff members at Hope Harbor to discuss topics that are maybe more specific to the role that they have at the agency, but then also just their area of expertise. And so some of those topics are going to be the history of rape and the anti-rape movement, specifically in the U.S. We want to talk about Black Lives Matter, sex trafficking, sex education and consent, teens, incarceration, transformative justice, a lot. We want to talk about a lot.
And if you have any ideas for us or any topics that you would love for us to discuss, you can get in touch with us and we can make that happen.
Yeah, we will have our contact information in the info section.
So you'll be able to keep in touch with us, follow us, and interact with us as much as possible. We want to hear from you, what you think, what you want to hear about, and your feelings and ideas about the topics that we're covering.
And we really have a focus for, like, not only Mel and my work at Hope Harbor, but also for this podcast on working with diverse communities, being inclusive in our practices of how we not only work with survivors and provide that support, but also how we talk about sexual assault. And we talk about all of the issues that surround this and allow for this type of violence to happen. That intersectional lens is a huge focus for us on this podcast, and just ensuring that this is a space where we are going to be safe, we're going to be inclusive and considerate of all identities. Thanks for hanging with us. Stay tuned for more episodes. And remember, we're still not asking for it.